Hold on to your butts.
The bigger point.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you primitive son bitch. You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Big L.A., Junior.
You know, what you need is some of that hysterical perspective. You know what I mean?
There ain't no treason about one. I know. I am a Boswainian lumberjack, and I ain't never had a job.
Five.
I don't remember, but I was working with Photoshop. What's the editing tool they use?
Premiere.
No, before Premiere.
I never did anything prior to Premiere.
Oh, really?
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm old.
A baby. Yep.
This is in the beginning of all this stuff.
Sure.
Me and my buddy were screwing around with it.
This is when you're still in New York?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is years ago.
So. Were you born in New York? Did you stay there until you moved to South Carolina? What were kind of your journeys before you landed here?
I was born in the Bronx. When we were eight, moved to Westchester County. It's the county right above the city.
Not Worcestershire.
Worcestershire, yeah.
Westchester.
Westchester, yeah.
Right on.
And which we lived in Pelham, Pelham Manor. It's just lower Westchester. And down the street was literally the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But better school district and everything. Yeah, it's the suburbs.
Sure.
But everybody who lived there was from the Bronx.
Sure.
You know, it's like, all right, we made some money. Let's get the hell out of the Bronx and get our kids better education.
Sure.
So the first thing we got to know is we've been playing guessing games on how to pronounce your last name.
Manos.
Manos, okay.
Yeah. Thanos the Manos.
Oh, yeah. So my real last name is Manitopoulos.
Manitopoulos.
Yeah, it got shortened. My grandfather shortened it. I think it was in the 60s, late 60s, because people didn't want to deal with someone so ethnic.
Sure.
You know, so Greek.
That's crazy that in, you know, like living in the, is accepting and, you know, it's, you're shamed for not being accepting of open other communities and stuff now. That's almost hard for me to believe that not that long ago that was even a consideration.
It is. Yeah, it's... Still like that to a degree.
Sure.
You know, I lived in Westchester County. Then I had moved to Manhattan for a couple of years. I was like, if I ever want to have a wife and a family, I better get out of here. So I moved back to Pelham, bought my own house, then lived in a place called Armonk, then a place called Pound Ridge.
What were you doing for work?
I was a mechanical contractor. I did that 27 years in New York City.
All in the city?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow.
When you say mechanical contractor, could you like say I never...
Air conditioned heating.
Awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, but for larger scale buildings.
Yes. Right before I went into the military, I worked with Duke Energy for about 5 years on dams and then with like Amazon and Snyder's and the more production side of the industrial field. I love working with my hands, man. But like I got hit so hard with like a, you know how you say like get white spots when you box, right?
Yeah.
You ever been hit so hard that like you see the stars? And I hit myself with a wrench. I was trying to pull a piece of sheet metal backwards and dude, it came off and just bam, I threw that thing and then it went down in the little auger and I had to fix that machine. It was painful.
Dang, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's
mechanic. Terrible. It can be tough, man. That's
I didn't work with my hands. I was more of office staff.
Smart guy. Much smarter. Yeah. Everybody I meet is always smarter than me. Dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, same here.
I know. Wasted a lot of my life in New York City. So
sure.
Seen a lot of stuff.
Wow. So when did you make the move?
I bought the house 4.5 years ago. But we've lived here for 3.5 years.
Really?
Yeah. But because we wanted my daughter to finish fifth grade with the people she grew up with.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we did that. We waited a year and moved down here.
So what made you move?
I wanted to get out of New York. We had seen a house on Zillow that was in Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures were great. Mm-hmm. And then we got there. It was still a nice house, but wasn't as nice as what we expected, but we spent some time and we really liked the South.
Sure.
And so we kept on looking. We went from here to Waxhaw. We were looking. And then we came to South. We were like, all right, not North Carolina. We want South Carolina.
Right.
and because we're more conservative. Sure. And
and the taxes are much lower.
Right. Yeah. So how did you choose the Carolinas?
Just that one house.
Hmm. You were just happened to be on Zillow and saw the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And just fit everything we were looking for. Just we didn't fall in love with that house. Then it got down to two houses, one in Fort Mill and one in Clover. And I spent time in both areas, and there was just too many Yankees in Fort Mill. And I
sure.
I don't want to, you know, why move down south if you're going to be with a bunch of Yankees? Right. Yeah.
That's basically an extension of Charlotte now.
Yeah.
You know, Fort Mill, Indian Land. It's crazy. You know, when Charlie and I grew up here, it was still a fairly large community. You know, it was a growing community, but nothing like when I'd say our mid-20s, Fort Mill, boom. Now York County is the one of the top 10 fastest growing counties in the nation five times in the past 10 years. Yeah. It's insane.
Crazy.
The growth.
Which stinks. I don't like all these Yankees. I didn't move down here for it.
I like them, man. Maybe
I'm rolling around with New York tags to this day right now. So I'm like, people are probably like looking at me. I'm like,
look at this front player.
I've been side-eyeing this car for like the past 2 years.
I'm going to give you the finger next time I see you passing by.
Yeah, so I was in Watertown, and I kind of get what you're saying. Like, there was a big division. Like, they were like, from what the city, what goes on in the city, and then what takes place out in the on the outside.
It's a completely different country, you know, from New York City to upstate New York is completely different.
Yeah, it's almost like a separate country. Like, that's what I started this podcast was trying to explain to people what I've discovered. And I was like, there's more to New York than this little piece of city down here.
It's insane, New York City, too.
Yeah. I never made it down there.
That's good for you.
It was 6 hours away almost.
My first time in the state my whole life was like end of December for the Cowboys-Eagles game.
Yeah.
We went up to Philadelphia, Jersey, and you know, New York City was just slammed. Everybody's getting ready for the ball drop. So I feel like I got a very touristy visit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I never saw anything like outside of New York City. So I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Upstate is wonderful. It's beautiful. Yes, a lot of great people up there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like here, but they talk different.
Sure.
Yeah. It's the best way to describe it.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's a good way of explaining it.
I got some, you know, there's some different things, but it was easy for me to go there and make a lot of friends, you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy.
Upstate is very much like even in New York City, there's a lot of good people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not bad. I would never bash on a place I hadn't been. But
no, I know. Yeah. I could bash it. I worked there long enough and lived there and stuff.
That's why I brought you on. No, I'm kidding.
Here's your chance. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to bash it. I had a lot of good years there.
Sure.
So what are you doing now?
I'm a town councilman here in Clover. And I own a building in Clover. I'm looking to renovate it and rent it out.
What building is that?
You know where the Kirsch building is? Do you know where the new dentist office is in Main Street?
Yes.
All right, so you got the new dentist office, then you got the antique shop, then there's my building.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
The with the apartments?
No, that's the one, that's the Kirsch building all the way at the end. There's five buildings on that side of the block.
Oh, okay.
And the Kirsch is to the left, and the dentist is to the right. I'm right in the middle.
How'd you end up with that building?
I bought it.
Yeah. I mean, you just...
Someone was selling it, and I bought it. I just knew somebody who knew that person was selling, and I'd spoke it to them and bought it.
Wow.
Ideally speaking, what would you put in there, you know?
Something that's going to attract people to Clover.
Sure.
Something that's going to make Clover interesting.
Right.
That, you know, I tried to get the tattoo shop that we just, it was the first one in York County.
Yeah.
Something like that. I want to.
Which I will be visiting. Oh, my gosh. I've had a bad itch. I love tattoos, but it's been a very long time. And my army buddy just got his first one the other day, and I was like, man, I can smell the ink while we're talking about this. So thank you for that, you know, sincerely.
But, something that's going to bring something to the town. That's why I bought the building, for two reasons, to make money and to bring something to the town.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you see how 55, 557 people are just leaving town to go to work. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something that you could bring to town to keep some of those people from working outside of town.
That's only going to keep a small amount of people working in town, like one or two, three, maybe. Right. It's nothing that's going to really build up. We need factories for something like that, or buildings, office buildings. And I don't know if we want that.
Right.
Because the town will look completely different, and I didn't move down here for that. Sure. I moved down for the way it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
I'd like to have a little, like, mini, mini, tiny movie theater for special events.
You know what? Someone just brought that up to me.
Like they have in New York, the Sylvia?
The Sylvia Center.
Yeah, but that's closed, right?
It's limited use. So, like, I know in the summertime, so I have programs where, like, they'll let kids come in for free once a week and watch the new kids' movies and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, they do things, but it's not a charging venue. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, something nice and private like that. Do some...
Yeah, it's really probably not the right building for that.
It's not. Yeah, sure. We need something a little bigger, but that would be me. I would be like, no, I don't care about the business. I want this to be a movie.
What are some of your ideas to bring?
Well, I'm looking for someone to rent. My ideas are kind of lame.
There's no such thing as lame ideas.
No, like another bar, restaurant type thing. But I don't have enough parking down there. I know the town is working on it. I'll put more parking downtown.
Sure.
Or uptown. It depends who you talk to.
Which side of 50 or 321?
I'm on the south. A gun store. Someone approached me for a gun store. I think that would do well here.
Sure. I think we have Nichols in Rock Hill and Academy Sports, but I know the Carolina Sportsman recently closed down, and you know, Nichols is about an hour from everybody.
Right.
So
Nichols is,
I know, but Nichols is good.
Yeah. It is good. It's very good. It's a great store, but that would be, I think
they used to have one over there next to McCarter's, the barbecue, or not the barbecue, the haircutting place. There was years ago, there was a gun store.
There was also a shooting range there as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
I used to just do that around the back of those buildings.
Yeah.
It was like 2 or 3 a.m.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Just kidding.
But, I'm interested. I would love to hear what people have to say and what they would like here and see if anyone would approach me with it.
Sure.
Because, let's say a bar restaurant. I don't know how to run a bar restaurant. Right. I know this side of the bar. I don't know that side of the bar. Yeah, I know how to drink, but I don't know how to... Make the drink.
To make it happen. You got the spot.
Or maybe like a VA, something like that. I was someone approached me on that, and I would be interested in that.
You know, there are so many different things related to the VA. That's a tough thing, man. Like I would hate to see, you know, I think this came up after the Veterans Committee meeting. Like, it sucks that every Veterans building ends up turning into a lounge, basically, for just old war stories. It's so unwelcoming to the outside public. And, you know, I would love to see something that kind of bridges between those two communities.
It's hard. It's a hard bridge, because when you get into that talk, like we were talking before, there's things you've seen I've never seen.
Sure.
And I can never put myself in your shoes.
Yeah. And I mean, and it sucks, because I think... Until people are, because in the past, that's the way it was. You had the VFW, and that's where, like, the veterans went to drink, and that's where they talked about their things. And then everybody else went somewhere else, and nobody ever interacted, and nobody healed for a whole generation of people. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it's definitely possible to make something like that, you know. Right. And I would love to see that happen. You know?
I would, you know, on Main Street would be great, because then they can go to the other places.
Sure.
And shop and eat and... drink too, not just there.
You need to get, you know what it needs to be? It needs to be a go-go dancing club, and I'll be your first person. I'll be the veteran, so we can knock that off the list as well. And I do like,
I'm sure the churches would love it.
Yeah,
you know, I was Presbyterian, so I basically raised Presbyterian, so I already have a bounty on my head from every Methodist I've ever met.
Don't worry, I'm the redheaded stepchild. I was raised Catholic.
It was, it must be a northern thing.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think we should do that.
No. And you're not the only person. Other people have said it. Midget strippers, too. And I'm like,
wow, that
I know. And they're not half price. They're double, actually.
This
it's weird.
Is starting to sound a lot like Fort Campbell. Yeah. Beautiful, terrible.
No, oh, my place. Goodness. All right. So how did you get into politics like that?
I never dreamed of getting into politics. I've always been interested in it. Again, where I lived was more left and I'm more right. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly fighting the fight every day. And then I didn't want to fight the fight anymore. I just wanted to come down here and live my life. And I right. did.
Yeah.
But I got to know a lot of people around here. And one, my barber, which is Amy Moses, who's a council person, mm-hmm. she asked me to run. And I thought about it and I did. And then Bo Legg, who's our mayor, he was very into it too. And I talk to him every day. He's an excellent mayor and he is very committed to the town. And I respect that. And actually the mayor, the ex-mayor of where I left, the last town I lived in New York, she goes, how come you never tried to do that here? And I'm like, I didn't like the people as much.
Well, you know,
I would never do that for them.
You know, this is not just my opinion. I know a lot of people share this, but I think a lot of the best people in politics are the people that didn't seek it out on their own. You know, it's, I can understand. I at this point in my life, I'm probably where you were before you ended up finding yourself in politics. Like I'm interested in it and it's very important to a lot of people, but I'm sitting here thinking there's no way I'd ever do that. Right. But it's so healthy to have people that just care in these positions. And I know Bo Legg, you know, personally, I know who Amy is and like, it makes me really happy. You know, this community is growing a lot and there are people coming from new places like the North. I feel like we're in King's Landing and you guys are up at the wall and you're coming down and it's great, but
I know,
you know, it's
some
awesome
of them
to
are
have.
A little rough.
Sure. But
it's I get awesome. In arguments with some of them.
Yeah.
Of with the other Northerners?
Yankees, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's great to have a person that's not like every other traditional native of the place. Like, it's important to have our community represented. And there's, you know, I don't know, there might be some towns close by that everybody's the same. They've been the community for 50 years, five generations, well, and that's not good, man.
I go back to New York, and we have, in New York, we're trained to think a certain way about Southerners, and they ask me those questions. Are they dumber? No, they're not dumber. No, not at all.
We may seem like it, but we're sometimes.
Because you're nicer.
Sure.
So they look at niceness as dumbness
sure.
or ignorance. Are they slow? No. I get a meal just as quick as any time I do up here in New York, sometimes quicker. And are they racist? Not nearly as racist as New York.
I was going to second that. When I went to, I mean, not going to bash the place, but.
I've seen a lot. I got a stab mark over here for being a white guy in a black neighborhood. So.
Yeah. When I was up in New York, I did see a couple things that I was like, well, that's kind of 20 years behind where I just came from. I mean, nice people. There's not a lot of crazy stuff, but I've seen some backward things up in New York, to be honest with you, but. Whatever.
Yeah, there is some interesting stuff. But you didn't even go in the city. There's it's real bad in the city. Like one of my daughters is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, I was afraid I would never bring her to the city. Because they were going after Asian people in the city. They were breaking their windows and stuff like that. And it's like, I can't have my daughters growing up around this. So it's one of the reasons why I left.
Don't feel so bad about being a Southeasterner. You know,
I mean, look, I love my experience up there and all the people, but yeah, it was some stuff. I was like, you say some stuff like that back home, you're gonna get beat up.
Sure,
you know what I mean,
sure.
Like you can't just do people like that. But
I mean, it's funny. I have military people that'll come in and visit from all over the country. So far, we've had people from Minnesota, New York, New Jersey. You know, Virginia, all over, at least the Eastern Seaboard, really. But they come down here and they say the same thing. They're like, man, it's just not what I expected. That place is nice. And, you know, when I got out of the service, having a place like Clover and this kind of legitimate community to come back to, it was something that kept me above water, you know, where people failed.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have something like this. I mean, this is a sleepy little town for the most of my life. It is bigger now, but,
yeah.
You know, It really is a special place here.
So it is. You know? It is a fantastic place. The people here are unbelievable.
So with the fact that the town and everything around it is growing like crazy, I mean, I know that you're kind of new to the area and don't, I guess you may have seen it growing, but what is that a topic that comes up a lot when y'all are talking about how that you see Charlotte coming towards us?
People do talk about it. So a lot of people, especially the older people, aren't that crazy about it.
Right.
I know I'm not that crazy about it. I didn't move down here for a poor man's version of where I came from.
Yeah,
and that's what it's kind of like. And it's,
yeah,
I'm not that crazy about it. I moved here for Victoria's, for
That's actually one of the places that every one of my people talks about. They're like, man, we got to go back to
Victoria's. They have the best breakfast. That all in one breakfast is the best. I love that.
Shout out to you guys.
James, you know what you...
Jason,
you know what you sold today?
What?
That hot ham and cheese at South Main.
Oh, yeah, had it?
Yeah, I went and got it.
Yeah, I go. I eat constantly in Clover.
Yeah.
People always want, hey, well, why don't we go to York? Why don't we? I'm like, no, I'm just going to stay in Clover.
Yeah.
You can go there. Have fun.
You know, all we need is like a Fazoli's. Fast food Italian and a sushi bar. And we're set. I'll never leave the town ever again.
Nah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Fast food Italian.
Cheap Italian and a sushi bar is what I need.
One of my friends down here, he's like, yeah, I eat Italian all the time. Olive Garden. I'm like, that ain't friggin' Italian, you douchey bastard.
Yeah, it is.
Stupid in the head, sorry.
We're having a we have a hard time with the Italian, man. Like, yeah. I guess everybody can't be as blessed. Like, my family cooks hardcore. My mom was one of 12 kids. And, you know, from a very young age, she fed a large number of people. You know, we've always had buddies out here working on the farm when I was growing up. So, like, food for the masses. But, like, even for the masses, her spaghetti is just so much better than anything you can pay for within 50 miles. And
okay.
And I'd like to go pay for some really good
spaghetti.
Wife's
a pretty damn good cook.
I need to come meet your wife's spaghetti, man. That's my jam.
She cooks really good Greek food, which is hard to cook. It's very hard to cook Greek food, and she cooks it really well.
Really?
Yeah, we celebrate Greek. Like I said, I'm a quarter Greek, and we celebrate Greek Easter. It's more her celebrating it than me.
Greek Easter? What is that like? Yeah.
We have different types of food. It's different, but it's really the same.
On Easter?
It varies. It's a separate
day.
It's a separate day, but this year it fell on this past one fell on the same day.
And you're celebrating the resurrection?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just.
I don't even know either.
Yeah, it's just food thing.
When Jesus comes out of that cave, he wants Greek chicken wings, and he wants them ready to roll.
Yeah.
Is it a Euro?
Yeah. So what is your favorite Greek dish, traditional Greek dish?
Just something simple like spanakopita. You know, those are the triangle things with the spinach in the middle.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I love those if they're made right.
Sure.
But I've had it made. I've been to Greece, too. If you ever want to have great food, Greece is the best food I've ever had. Everywhere I went to a Friday's. What?
He was telling me about his food in Afghanistan last week. He ate a monkey brain.
Pretty much, basically.
Oh, really? Which,
no.
Goat. And it was gross.
Well, this is cool. Y'all are talking about international food here. This
awesome.
Well, in New York, I worked in Astoria, Queens, and there's a street called Steinway Street. If you ever heard of Steinway pianos?
Sure.
They're made on this street. It's the most ethnically diverse street in the world. When I walked down that street, I used to have to say hello in like 10 different languages. I'd be like, shalom, a guten tag, assalamu alaikum, you know, like
right.
Just to show respect for everyone. You just try to learn their language just to show a little respect, even if it's a few words.
Yeah.
You know, and they love that. It goes a long way. And so I ate camel there.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
I had camel there.
Yeah. But I'm not surprised. There's some weird streets down in everywhere in the world, so I'm
right,
sure
but
there's
this,
crazy
this street,
dishes.
Like you can get camel on.
That's it's wild. Like,
yeah, it's
what does cool it taste like?
It's like a dry chicken burger.
I knew chicken was going to be in that.
It's like dry. Fries. I didn't like it.
Tastes like horse a little bit.
Well, it's crazy because they store water so well. I would not expect it to be a dry meat.
Yeah,
it's like a bad joke.
Oh man,
it's a dad joke.
No, yeah, man, I'm full in on my dad bod. I've got my father figure, and I'm full of dad jokes. My kids are just so
embarrassing. Let's hear your best one, your go-to.
I can't say my best jokes. I'll probably... Well, okay, let me... I have to set this up. My wife is very, very tolerant of me. And I set up my stepson to set her up the other day. And I picked up my stepson and my daughter, and they're like, every now and then they'll be like, "Dad, try and make me laugh." And I'm like, "How hard?" And they're like, go hard." And I was like, "Okay, how much do you kids know about Helen Keller?" And
oh man,
this is gonna be great.
It's already funny.
Oh yeah, and I mean it's tough. They're in too soon. It's gonna be the first words after these jokes. But so I'm sitting in the car with the kids. I got one boy, one girl, and I'm like, "Well, who do you guys know about Helen Keller? Right? She's known for?" And they're like, "Yeah, she couldn't hear, speak, see anything." And I'm like, "Well, did you guys know that she had a dog?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "That's all right. Neither did she." And it took them a second to dawn on, you know, to dawn on them. So I carry on with some other Helen Keller joke. And, you know, like, you know, probably another fun fact you guys might not know. Like, you guys know kids get in trouble and stuff. Do you know what her parents did when she got in trouble? And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Well, they would give her a basketball to read while they rearranged the furniture."
Oh, no.
And the kids are just like, "Oh, this is terrible." And finally, you know, this is like the punchline on it. And so I was like, "So, most important thing about Helen Keller, you guys know why she couldn't drive?" And they're like, "Why? Some stupid, dumb line or something?" "No, she was a woman."
Oh, and, my God. That's funny.
We got back to the house, and Wyatt told his mom that without all the other buildup.
Yeah.
She was like, "Wyatt!" And I'm like, "Oh, nope, that's my fault. That's my fault. Wow. I was dadding gone wrong, you know."
That's great.
But yeah, I love being a dad. I have to be creative.
Yeah.
Too soon.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two?
Two daughters.
Now, you said she's Chinese. Is she adopted?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought it from Timo. Yeah.
Nice.
So is this the older or younger child?
The younger one. Awesome. He's in eighth grade and my other one's in ninth.
Very cool. Yeah. What do they get into? I mean, kids are also completely different.
Yeah, they're different. The younger one, her name's Lily, and she reads a lot. Mm-hmm. She loves to read.
That's my thing. I love my Stephen King.
Yeah, she reads anything. And Cora's my older one. She's into like her friends and, you know, certain programs and animals. She loves animals. And we have a lizard, two turtles, snake, three cats, four dogs, and three chickens. So she's like loving life.
Yeah, like Noah's Ark going on. That's awesome. Yeah. Very broad variety of animals.
Yeah. Cool. And now we want to, she wants to get a Carbivara?
Oh yeah, little huggable guys.
Yeah, they're like rodents, but they're the biggest rodent.
They're like little teddy bears on feet.
I'm gonna have to.
I'm not saying it. I never say it right.
Capybara.
Capybara. Yeah.
Capybara. I'll pull this up and I'll post it for you guys. Yeah. You can see this cutest animal in the world.
She wants one. And she's such an animal lover.
Yeah.
She works for Ashley. She does. What's the name of that? It's on 55. It's a charity that helps people who need help.
Going towards the high school?
Yeah, yes.
It's the...
Not towards the high school, actually. I'm sorry. Coming from here, going towards the middle school onto the to the left. Oh, my God. I was just looking at it today. I can't think of the name of it. But Wendy Schoenfeld runs it, and it's got horses.
Yeah.
She works there and does volunteering there.
Really?
Yeah. She loves it.
Oh my goodness!
They're adorable, man.
They are.
They really are.
It's like a little puppy rat.
Yeah, they're native to. I think it's one of the very few like teeny tiny islands and has no natural predators on it, so they have no fear of anything.
They don't have fear. Like, yeah,
it's
they'll like go on the back of an alligator and then be like, "Doo doo."
It's a really crazy animal.
Yeah, to make a child's movie about that, that'd be great.
They're. Probably is one. If not, I will pretend to be a coffee power. I have to put that camera to work.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah. So we might get one of those.
Yeah, awesome.
Dude, I love your property, by the way.
Thanks.
I see the pictures you post. I'm like, wow.
Oh, it's my dog pooping. Yeah. Usually it's like, oh, it's a beautiful day in Clover. And I have this little dog, Waffles.
Awesome.
French bulldog.
Excellent.
And it's her pooping, and people are always looking for it. And They're always asking me about it too. When am I going to get another Waffles picture of her pooping? I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Right. I mean, come out and wait. You might see it. Yeah.
When I was in the Christmas parade, and I'm walking Waffles in there, and I just hear people yelling from both sides, Waffles, Waffles.
Wow, that's awesome. Like,
they don't even know me. They just know Waffles. They know my friggin' dog.
You made your dog famous.
They're so much better than us. Animals are so much better than people, regardless, you know.
You know, it's a lot of fun with the dogs. And
sure.
And then I have three Great Danes, too.
That's right.
Yeah, Grandma, Grandpa, and Peanut. Yeah.
Three Great Danes. Wow.
They're good. They're easy. Waffles is more of a pain in the ass.
It's your profile picture too, right?
Well, no, I have her face on my, because everyone wants. I was in Brick and Mortar one time talking to my friend Ralph. So a lady comes over. She's like, excuse me, are you Waffles' dad? I'm like, get the hell out of here. I just start laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is hilarious. She don't know me. She just knows Waffles.
How long after you moved to Clover did that start happening?
We got Waffles. She's three now. So we got two and a half years ago. So we haven't had her that long.
And in that short amount of time, she's already a local celebrity. That's awesome.
Yeah. I always post her on Facebook. It would start out with me yelling at her to get in the house. Waffles, get in the fucking house.
Right.
I have a funny accent.
Yeah. Sure.
People get a kick out of it. And then at South Main, one of the owners, Kathy, she made me a t-shirt that says fucking Waffles. Put a picture of Waffles on here. And I'm like, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, you guys talk about this when I'm not around?
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just a fun thing. And then I try to use it to promote places. Like, I got her shampooed. There's a place right by the Mexican place here. What is that place called?
El Mexicano.
El Mexicano.
Pause, and I know what you're talking about.
Yes. And I brought them, and I took photos. Hey, this is where. Waffles, and people were asking me about it. And it's like, all right, maybe we can get them more business. So I'm trying to use it to get more business.
You do a really good job on your Facebook stuff.
Right? Well, I try to share the businesses. As a council person, I feel I have three different entities I represent. Mm-hmm. The people of Clover, the business is a Clover, and the people who work for Clover.
Sure.
And I take that seriously.
Yeah, you do a good job. And that's what stood out. I've been stalking your page for a few days. I knew I was going to get you on here, and I had a couple of people. Matt was going to come on tonight, and he wasn't able to make it. But I hit this guy up, and he was taking a nap or something.
Sick all day. Yeah. And I took, on the way here, I chugged some DayQuil.
Yeah.
It wasn't DayQuil, it was NyQuil. So I had to go get a coffee before I came here.
Now, was it one of our local Clover establishments that you got your coffee?
I got it from the, not Circle K. It's something called Marathon.
Yeah, Marathon.
Yeah, I saw.
They call it Circle K. Coffee, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, I was fine with that. I usually go to Brick and Mortar.
Sure.
I love that place. I know the people there. The people there are great.
I'm very happy. So we went to school with Margaret, and I know she was, and also probably Carly as well. They've just been overwhelmed by the town support, and that's such a good thing to have, like, we're too busy. You know what I mean? That is an excellent problem to have. So, you're talking about having your new space, man. Somebody put up something in there. Like, this town is very responsive to that, and it's...
I spoke to Carly at one time, but I wasn't ready, and I'm still not ready. Mm-hmm. I had an architect who took forever, and then he died. which sucked. He was a great guy. Mm-hmm. Forget my building. He was a great guy, and then his partner finished it up, sent it to me, and now I'm getting pricing on it. It's just taking forever. Being a contractor in New York, things move a little quicker.
Maybe some of these, like Brick and Mortar and the KB Bakery, I hope that's encouraging for people when you have it ready for something new. Because, this town is, we're just like kind of, it seems kind of like everybody's just waiting for that next big thing.
Yeah,
a lot more supportive.
It's bubbling. I've only been back since November, and I'm feeling it. Like, I feel the vibe around town.
If you go down at, 12 o'clock in the afternoon in Clover, and then you go 12 o'clock in the afternoon in York, you'll see how many more people we have in our downtown.
Sure.
And we got a tougher downtown in the sense of, we got 321 going down it, and 55, across the dam. It's still a good amount of people.
Right.
Yeah. Circulating. You go to York, it's like tumbleweeds.
That place you got is like the perfect location. They need something there. I mean, it's...
I know. I just want to make it interesting. I don't just want it to just be anything. I even went to Tiga K. Mm-hmm. I never say it right. Mm-hmm. I went there. There's a deli there, Tiga K Deli, and the guy is from New York or New Jersey or whatever. He's got a good deli. I left my card there. I was hoping to get that deli here. Mm-hmm. That would put us, there's no delis around here.
Right.
That's the closest deli I could find around here. Let's get a deli here. That would be something interesting.
Somewhere to get.
I'm going to hold out for that Fazoli's, man.
What is that?
That's drive. It's a drive-through Italian place in like Indiana, in the Midwest. Yeah, it's so
Survey
good.
Says that.
It's better than Olive Garden.
That's not coming in
No.
That's true. It's better than Olive Garden. That's so all that matters. Forget about
it. What was the, how did you first start getting involved in Clover? Like when you touched down, what was the first thing you did?
I went to the bars and restaurants. Yeah. And that's where I started getting to know people. Courtney's, South Main, Water Tank. Last Call, went to those places, circulated mm-hmm. around, and just started getting to know people. Mm-hmm. And it was very easy. Here yeah. is very easy. You guys going up there wouldn't be as easy. Mm-hmm. But me coming down here, you're very welcoming people, very nice people. You're good people. So it's easy.
Yeah. So and who would you say some of the key people you met right away? They encouraged you to get into the politics.
Oh, into the politics? Yeah. Or let's see, that was Amy Moses was the first one.
Yeah.
Like I said, Bo Legg. And then my friends, my friend Heath, my friend Mike. Just, you know, people around me, even Gene Courtney, mm-hmm. you know, was into it as well. And he's been great helping me out anywhere he can. South Main, Rick and Kathy.
Yeah.
They were very... behind me on it. They helped me all the whole way. They were fantastic. You know, just people here are great.
Wow. And I want to get back on that topic of Charlotte coming this way. Like what has been some of the conversations about how to either A, help that or B, stop that? Like
it's not something I can really control.
Right.
It's going to happen whether you know, whatever I have to say or not, it's just a growth thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like where I lived in Westchester. You had New York City and everything. You had Long Island, you had Westchester County. It all changed over the years. And there's no way of, you can't fight it. It's going to happen.
You can just move further out this way. And that's yeah. all you can do. And hope it doesn't hit you by the time you're dead.
You're good. Yeah.
It is a reality.
Yeah. I'm going to be in, you know. By Spartanburg before you know
it. Sure, I mean, 200 years from now, we're going to be like that Judge Dredd movie with like the mega towers because you know, they're going to have to start going up. I mean,
that's why I was in the stair business. I was like, look, the stairs is a good business to be in because they're just going to build up.
You know? Eventually, yeah.
Well, it's an up and down business.
You know? Yeah.
Sorry, I went with that a dad joke.
That was a dad joke.
That's a dad joke. There we go. Jeez.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah, I tell my daughters really, you know, much worse jokes than that. Because
oh, sure.
I want them to hear it from me first.
That's a big mentality I also share with my kid. And every now and then she'll catch me off guard and be like, where did you hear that, dude? She goes, I heard it from you. I'm like, no, you didn't.
I learned it from watching you, Dad. It's like that drug commercial in the 80s.
Listen, right? I had, when my daughters were little, I was changing my baby girl's diaper. I said, ooh, Emily, you smell like shit. Mm-hmm. And my two-year-old was sitting there next to me. She goes, ooh, you said a bad word. I said, no, I'm, you know, I was like, uh-oh. I said, no, I didn't. She goes, you said fuck. I was like, no, I didn't. I said shit. Dude.
Now, is this the one who had a birthday
today? No, this is my oldest daughter that had a birthday.
Okay.
That I had with Jennifer in high school. She turned 20. Today.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
That's wild in and of itself.
That's crazy. I'm like, how come every time you have a birthday, I feel way older, you know? It's crazy. 20 years old, dude.
I just hit 10 with mine Friday, and that still was a landmark.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Goes by so quickly.
It's crazy. Now, are you doing any engineering or anything?
No.
You're just full-time?
I have free time because I'm basically retired, but not really. I'm gonna find something. I'm trying to buy real estate.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do it in a slow manner. I, you know, whatever feels right.
Sure.
Nice.
That seems to be the vibe down here. You know, the opportunities usually.
I know. I just, like I said, I bought that building for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Make money and do something right for Clover.
Something back.
Yeah. But you know, I just got to find that right thing for my building. You know, something that's going to fit there. And the parking is a problem there. Like I said, we're addressing it. We're talking about it a lot. And yeah, we're looking at different spots. And we have new town administrator, Zach Lester.
I met him the other day.
Yeah, he's really good. He's been fantastic with that, talking about it. Very easy to talk to.
Yeah, he came from Charlotte or something?
He worked in Charlotte, but he's from Clover, Lake Wylie area.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and his, you know, probably know Kip and his wife.
I think so.
Kip and Lester, she's a realtor. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
They're all very good people. I used to work with Kippen briefly after I got back, and I've known her since way past, way before that. Zach, I think, graduated with my sister.
Really?
So he's not. They're not that far ahead of us.
No.
Very, very big in the community, though. Zach's a great dude, and so is Kippen's wonderful.
Now with these veteran meetings you were doing, are they going to have more?
We had one.
Yeah.
We had one veteran meeting. Bo started the Veterans Committee just this past January, mm-hmm. and we had our first one in February, and we're going to have another one March 3rd. The first one went very well.
I was shocked at the turnout for a first time.
10 people.
Yeah, for a first time meeting.
The people that were there.
The board, right.
No, yeah, there was about 30, 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which was fantastic because he's been trying to start a committee here for a while, mm-hmm. for the veterans. And after this last Veterans Day and we didn't do anything, I started yelling at him. I break his balls.
Yeah.
You know, that's just who I am. And I was like,
and he takes it very well.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Well, he's great.
Side story, a friend was watching him and I talk at South Main, in the back of South mm-hmm. Main, Bo and I talking. And he's like, Jason, Bo is so Southern and you're so not, and you communicate just fine.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We communicate very well.
Gimli and Legolas, basically. You guys, yeah. That's it. That's y'all.
But so I was really upset that we didn't do anything for our veterans. They tried to do a little something, but come on. I'm like, Bo, I don't want to live in a town. I'm going to move if we're not going to do anything for our veterans. So he got on it. He lit a fire under his ass, and he really got it together. He's been running with it, and I'm hoping it's going to go somewhere. I'm hoping...
Just by the response alone, I think it really does have the potential. I mean, I was very surprised at that. You were telling us when we were kind of first getting together this evening, there was a guy who hadn't left his...
He hasn't left his house in like 3 years.
Came out to just to be a part of that.
Yes. I found that out a couple of weeks after the meeting, and I was like, wow, this guy barely leaves his house, and he came to that meeting.
Wow.
Yeah. So we need to get that going. We need to back that and make sure it happens. As a council person, I can only be a part of it so much,
mm-hmm.
but the people who are running it, I think will really get it going, mm-hmm. and plus the outside people like yourself mm-hmm. will really make it blow up into something. If I live in the town that has the best veterans committee, that's the town I want to live in.
Well, I mean, we got the national champion Air Force JRTC program at Clover High.
Do we?
Yeah, absolutely. They, I think it was this past year, they had some big major competition, first place.
Oh, so, great. I mean,
it's, we have a pretty heavy.
Yeah, I've heard they've blown up since I was there, for sure.
That's fantastic. You know, we there's three entities that got me where I am today. It's God, my parents, and my veterans. You know, that's how I'm here sitting in this chair living the way I get to live. Mm-hmm. So I believe in that.
It's definitely something that's easy to get in, you know, support, because, you know, there's so much that community can give back as well.
Yes.
You know, like I know I was just thrilled to be able to tie some of the projects that I'm working on to possibly putting them in front of all these kids, having a different perspective. Like, oh my gosh, man, how many kids in our high school are not going to have the scholarships for grades or athletics or whatnot? You know, right now, just one conversation with one of us can have them have an entire life path that will set them ahead of their peers.
Right.
You know, so really a good way to elevate just by connecting. So I'm very happy to see that. I'm very proud of you guys for taking that initiative.
Well, we have to. Mm-hmm. What am I doing here? I'm in Clover, South Carolina. the stuff back in New York, they were doing a better job with the veterans. No, I'm in Clover, South Carolina.
Sure.
You know, I want Clover to be known for backing their veterans. That's an important thing we need to recognize. It makes for a better community.
Yeah. Because when I was in upstate New York, I was right next to Fort Drum, big military base, and I got a big dose of the military life, you know, outside of the military. I've got to know the people themselves and their families, and then I started thinking about Clover. I'm like, man, I wasn't aware that it was, you know, how big of a community thing it would be. And then when I got to talking to him about it, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I didn't serve, you know, but I know people who did really well, and I'd like to help out and be a part of that. You know, I'd like that back in our community, be supporting veterans and everything, because there's some stuff that goes on with these folks, and they're right here in our community, you know, and they need that, and they need that support, you know, with friends and just to be recognized.
They need to be put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
They really do. We instead of having these athletes or this or these politicians, our veterans need to be put on a pedestal.
Man, y'all are making me like, I'm about to go leave the room. I hate this. Yeah. I start squirming, man. So it's funny. I appreciate this. Anytime I interact with somebody and the service does come up, like that's the general consensus from people. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people, that's very good. I know when we spoke more, you know, with my interview was very, very directly about that. That was a very big focus of it. And it's kind of like, you know, so Band of Brothers TV show pops off. 2 days later, 9/11 happens. That encouraged all of us to enlist. I enlist out of a sense of patriotism and a lack of understanding of the institution that it also was. So then when I started realizing that, I now struggle with feelings that it's really strange when you think of the movie Star Wars or the series Star Wars, and you realize that your part in that movie was one of the guys in the white suits that couldn't hit anything with the blaster, you know. And at first that was a very, and I imagine for a lot of other veterans, I imagine they still struggle with that, which is great to see the community embracing those people as they're transitioning into that over time. I've also come to understand or feel more that even though I was a stormtrooper, that supported all of these things and these freedoms that myself, my kids, our community can enjoy. So, like, I mean, it's part of that cost. But I couldn't, again, when I got out, I had this place to come back to and everybody else didn't. So it just, again, it makes me really feel good for people like that dude that came out and showed up. Like, I'm sure that he really will take a lot out of that. So it's
good.
It's a great thing to be to build in a community. So many things, man. Clover is just exceptional. Our music, our sports, our ROTC, just the high school alone. Jay Forrest and what he's done with the Corraliers, and you know what he's given to all those kids. It's a really special place here. Yeah. Can't say it enough.
No, this is a great community. I got fortunate, you know, that I found this place. You know, there's so many towns in America, and I wake up every morning and I'm like, today's my best day till tomorrow because I woke up in Clover, South Carolina.
It makes me happy to hear, man.
I love it.
It's a special place. Yeah,
I never said that in New York.
Sure, man.
So, is there any policies or anything that that has changed since you've came into office?
Nothing.
Or I could tell you're conservative, so I don't know. Are you shy about trying to make any changes, or are you just like really?
Well,
trying
I'm still learning,
and because
I'm still learning. I've only been in the position like 6 or 7 months, so there's a lot of learning I need to do. And I'm learning from the other council people as well as the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just like things like more parking, supporting our businesses.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to get. You know, we need to support our businesses, our local businesses here, the brick and mortars. I love the food trucks, but not when they're taking away from our brick and mortars.
Right.
Because the food truck could go somewhere else.
Sure.
The brick and mortar has to pay the taxes here. They have to keep it going. We have to help them. you know, but I do.
I didn't think of it that way. Yep. I really didn't.
Well,
same.
The business I worked in New York, I owned part of the business. Mm-hmm. And so I take that owner's stance as, all right, I put myself in their shoes. How would I feel if I had a sandwich place and there was a sandwich cart right outside? I wouldn't be too happy.
Sure.
So I try to, even now I put myself in the sandwich cart. Look, they got plenty of business.
Mm-hmm.
I can take some of the business too. As long as there's plenty of business.
Go up to old New Center, right? Put up over there where they need more sandwiches.
Yeah.
And there are no sandwiches.
So, example, my dad was the wastewater treatment plant manager in Clover. Yeah. And when he retired, it's a small example, but it really makes you think of like local economy. I got gas in Gastonia or York, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And because I used his credit card back when we were teenagers. And he said, where did you get gas at? I told him. He said, if you're going to buy gas, you're going to buy it in Clover. You're going to spend your money in Clover.
Yeah.
To, I was like, you know, it kind of stuck with me. I was like, sure. I got in trouble for buying gas outside of town.
Well, it's probably good that it makes sense. Yeah.
Like, I get it now, you know.
Yeah, you support your town. I get mine at Killian's.
Yeah.
You know, I love those guys there.
That's cool. Right? I want to get those guys on the podcast. Somebody from there.
We would have to have this whole room with one big table because every single person at Killian's is a personality.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. They're great guys. They are great guys.
Top to bottom, they are.
Wow. Yeah, I honestly drive an electric car.
Did you just come out to the closet, out of the closet to us?
Listen. I've been waiting for him for months. I sold Hondas. And Honda gave their employees a humongous like rebates and stuff. I got like $15,000 for leasing the Prologue because they weren't selling it. And now that includes the tax credit, but they gave us a whole bunch of money because they weren't selling them, the employees. So there's like me and seven other sales guys. I'm not an electric guy. It was just a great deal. I'm a deal guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, and now I just charge at work, dude. I'll just blow past the gas stations.
I just want to know, do you put your hair in a hair bun and get a craft beer after you drive your electric car?
Dude, these curls are, they make me jealous, man.
I got a bald spot. That's why I wear a hat.
Yeah, I've got a receding hairline that just keeps crawling further.
Yeah, I'm jealous, too. Head. He's got nice hair.
Yeah. Man. No, I don't do none of that.
One other of these
electric
days
car be, thing. You know what the funny thing was? Let's go with it. My electric car, reason I'm driving the Accord right now, the battery won't charge anymore.
Mm.
Big problem. Warranty issue. Took it up to Gastonia. Guy says, now I'm going to use a name that I may fake, but I'm not really sure, so don't get mad at me, Gastonia.
Perfect.
The guy's checking me into the service center. Now I work at a dealership. This service center is awesome. They're pulling me and checking me on an iPad. Like, this is crazy cool. He goes, I said, this light right here is on and my battery's not charging. He goes, you know, a lot of service techs never seen a Prologue.
Sure.
And he goes, hey, Dave, come here. Dave comes over there. He said, Dave, you ever seen a light like that in your car? Dave goes, because Dave's got one. Dave goes, yes, I seen that before. I was like, no.
That's funny.
No.
He's also a psychic.
Yeah. I said, come on, man. That's awesome. I got to tell the whole world about this.
Yep.
Electric cars are gay, okay?
And that's okay. It's 2025.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, calling it as it is.
Yeah, we just want to make sure. I like women big time. Anyways,
oh my God, it's just getting deeper and deeper. He's just trying to justify it.
This is actually where I'm starting to thrive.
I like your sweater, by the way.
Oh, man.
I was actually wearing it's funny, one of the last memories I have in this sweater was actually watching the new Magic Mike movie with my wife.
Oh, man, what?
It was the day we
come
proposed.
On, we're going to have to cut.
No, it was the day I proposed, and that and I think it's called the not the cabin in the woods. Knock at the cabin.
Knock at the door.
Yeah, something like that with Dave Bautista.
It was a Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, and it was great. But those two movies, Magic Mike 3 or whatever it was, and that came out. So my
she had no choice. She had her all hot and bothered.
Well, it's funny. She actually thought I was faking. She thought I was like Jim and Pamming her from The Office, and she thought I was faking the proposal at the Bilt. I mean, I drove her all the way to Biltmore in Nashville. We had it was a great time. You know, got down and I proposed and I'm in a little green sweater. And I look up and I've got the ring in my hand and she's just the biggest mean face. And I'm like, now I'm backpedaling like, oh gosh, is she going to say no? So anyways, she did say yes. And she's like, well, what are we going to do now? It was like 2 degrees. And I was like, let's go watch Magic Mike, babe. This is your night. And she was like, what?
How?
Well, the next morning we had to go see my movie, which we did, okay. You know. Okay. But yeah, so I should have probably borrowed your prologue for that trip.
Yeah.
You know, with my nice green sweater.
I have a Ram, so I'm good.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you should have gave her like a strip tease to get the...
Oh, no, I need to lose like 50 more pounds before I ever do that again.
I've been killing that Y in the morning too, by the way.
Yeah. Cool.
Man, I boxed last year in March and I gained like 50 pounds after I was like, yeah, I'm done, dude. I'm sitting on the couch again.
Oh, Nicole's
and then all of a sudden, so. I just went, I said, dang, dude, that's crazy. 50 pounds, that's crazy. Yeah. But
I mean, with her being pregnant, there's no chance of me losing any weight anytime
soon. No. When the white hair, finish this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I boxed a Canadian last year in New York, a Canadian real estate guy. Smoked him.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It was awesome, dude. I'm in the ring and... And they're chanting USA. It was the coolest feeling in the world.
Kind of like that hockey game recently.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. It was.
It was cool. I have been on every TV station, every radio station, just playing the whole Rocky thing.
Yeah.
My boxing coach, who was the promoter also. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a car salesman. But this guy was also a boxing coach. And he had done fought twice. I hadn't boxed since 2011.
Sure.
And he had already fought twice that year. And I'm like, God, dude, this... I'm like, to me, if I was that guy, I would beat me up. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But I got some experience in the ring. That was my 12th time in the ring. So I don't know how many times he's done it, but I know that he went full speed 2 times right before he fought me. So he's way better shape. Anyway, so I blew this whole thing up. Everybody's streaming it back home. And I'm telling you the story because there's a guy up in New York. He's fighting the same guy. Just called me this evening asking about the fight or whatever. And so we sell out the whole, it's JCC. It was a college basketball court, you know, gym or whatever. And we sell the whole place out. My whole dealership's there. You know, everybody in town that I know is there. It's crazy. I see the guy. I'm like, all right, he's a little bit shorter than me, but he's swole, you know. And he was kind of nice. He said hello when we first met. And then when it was time to fight, man, I was up in the back. I'm punching the pads. I'm like, I can't breathe. You know, I'm like, I don't have the cardio for this. But I'm kind of a smart fighter, you know. I know that if I touch you, that's the point. I was like, I'm going to bore everybody to death because I'm going to point fight this guy. I cannot throw combinations or I'll gas out.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, you know, all the just nerves, dude. The nerves, it was crazy. And I've done this a million times, but it was every time it's terrible.
Yeah. Fresh
right. So I get ready to go in there. We're getting our gloves on. We're wearing headgear too. So they put your headgear on. And, he looks at me and gives me this stink look. I'm like, oh, man, okay. And he called me out, and I step in that ring, dude. I was like, it all went away. I've never been so clear-headed. I was like, I'm going to smoke this dude. I came across and just beat on him for 3 rounds. And
heck,
and it was crazy. USA. It was the hypest. I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. I'll find it on YouTube and send it to you. But it's pretty cool, man. Left out of there with a trophy, defended America.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and now it's kind of relevant that I beat up a Canadian because they're about to be our 51st date. But
so they need some new politicians for their 51st date, man. It's too far north now. We already got you down here, so I'm not going to send you back. I'll go.
No, I'm not going back.
I'll volunteer for the wall.
You're really liking it, though, the city council gig?
I'm liking it, yeah. It's a little confusing at times.
Yeah. With responsibilities or?
Just like we get a packet on Thursday for Monday's meeting, and going through that packet, I have to call other council people like, wait, where'd this stem from? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll have to do with, let's say, the police.
Yeah.
So I'll call the police chief and I'll ask him about it. Why do you need 3 cop cars? You're asking for 3 cop cars. What about this? Da, 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 da. And he'll give me a good answer. And then I'll talk to another councilman and I'm like, this is the answer he gave me. It sounds good. Da, da, da. You know, it's a lot of research in that sense.
And that's pretty much the job, right?
It is.
Kind of fact check.
It's just, you know, making sure it's right for the people.
Right, right.
You know, I don't want to spend money, you know, like crazy here. But again, I'm like, that was in my first few months. We need 3 cop cars. Mm-hmm. So basically, I told him, I'm giving you the 3 cop cars now, but next time, you better give me more information on why you need, a cop car.
Yeah.
Especially when we got dead cop cars in the back, you know, because you can't drive those. There's a lot of laws and stuff. Like this one has a broken transmission, and to fix it is going to cost this much money. And why, we're better off just getting another one instead of putting good money into bad. Stuff like
that.
Have
you told them they should buy Chevys?
Yeah, we always tell them to buy from used guys.
Yeah.
I have a Mahindra. I do.
Really?
Yeah, the only problem with the Mahindra is the guy driving it. Yeah, I've tipped it over. I've got stuck in mud. Yeah, it was my fault. Every time my fault. I'll say that all over. But they're great. It's great. Yeah. I love my Mahindra.
I'm actually going to go next door. I don't sell the tractors per se, but
I know.
I'm going to go over there and do some stuff for online with them and try to get some stuff stirred up and sell some more for them and get some, you know, leads at least. Put them out there a little better.
We just bought a new tractor and we said, you know, I called up Googe.
Yeah.
It's like, did you go? And then, because we need a 4-wheel drive. And they didn't have a 4-wheel drive Mahindra.
Yeah.
So he got a John Deere, I believe it was. Mm. But, you know, that's the conversations you have.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
Like that and try to get the best thing and try to buy local.
Yeah.
Always try to buy local. Like some of our people still haven't gotten it yet, buying local. Like they'll get sandwiches for a party, they'll go to Publix.
Sure.
Look, why are you going to Publix? You know, why are you going all the way there? We could get sandwiches here in town.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So like stuff that.
You got the right. You got the right
mentality.
Yeah.
Bo and I both agree on that. Like we talk about that a lot. Buying local. Do things local. Everything local.
Town first where you can.
Yes.
Yep.
Clover first. That was on my signs when I was running. Clover first.
Nice.
And I stick by that.
Yeah, I
that's why I got the waffles tattoo. If I win town council, I'm going to get a tattoo of waffles. I think that got me like 10 more votes.
So have you taken waffles tubing yet?
No, I don't.
Do you know about tubing?
No.
I know this is something I didn't even know about this, so I got maybe 5 years after I've been back from the military. If you go up to Sutton Road off of 77, you can put in at the dam there on that exit. It's like a 4-hour float down with, you know, little inner tubes and tie off, put a cooler on it.
Where the Riverwalk and everything is?
Yeah, and you come right out at Pump House at the Riverwalk.
Wow.
It's a great, fun, local, relatively local.
I've seen that. But
you go out there on a Saturday in the summertime and there's thousands of people with the big, like, inflatables the size of this room with little motors and partying and it's all good times. Just it took me way too long, so I want to make sure y'all don't sleep on that. That's a great time down here.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I think, like, this area, I mean, obviously I've only been to one other place in the world, but Clover area around Charlotte is, like, probably one of the best places in the world. I mean, you got the beach that way.
The mountains that way.
The mountains that Charlotte. Way. And I know it sounds bad, but I was going to say it's usually far enough away from the coast, from the hurricanes.
Sure.
But this time, obviously, it wasn't. Yeah. But usually, it is.
It's a fact.
Yeah. And then you've got the big city of Charlotte. Big city. I mean, it's got all your
the
sports.
Music, all the more
expensive
fun.
And then you've got the country.
You've
got it all. I mean, it's got it all.
Yeah. And
Whitewater Center.
You got the airports, the 22nd most traveled airport in the world.
Man.
Yeah, I was doing a research on it to, you know, see how we could, you know, use that for Clover for our businesses.
That's a really big thing to kind of flex.
Yeah.
You know, but 85 as well goes straight down to Georgia, and that's, I know that's another huge one. The very first time I'd flown was actually leaving for basic training from Charlotte Douglas to Georgia, and it was a very sad day.
One of the things I've been looking at, you brought up the highway and driving down there and stuff like that, is looking at mass transit for here, train system or something like that. But I don't know if I want to bring that here because this town will change over here. Will change so tremendously because where I came from in Westchester and Long Island, they had Long Island Railroad and, you know, Westchester, Metro North, they called it. And those towns flourished. They became very expensive. Like what was a $300,000 house was a $1.3 million house then. But you got those people who are affording $1.3 million houses. And whoever could just afford $300,000, they're gone now.
Right.
And those are the people I want to live with.
Sure.
Right. So here's
I did figure it out.
So like you said, it is changing. Right. There's nothing we can do to stop it. I mean, is it bad to be proactive on preparing for that? Like making those decisions like, all right, well, maybe we will bring a train or whatever you were just saying.
I've looked at what is it? Oh, God, I forgot the name. It's in Gastonia. The town right next to Clover in Gastonia. It's like called
Bessemer.
Bessemer. No, there's an area over there. I forgot the name of it, but they have the train tracks go right there, and then they end. Mm. And then you got the pollution plant. If we had them come in for like another mile, then you and put a hub there,
sure. Yeah.
Then this whole area would change.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, is it something we should, that maybe it should be taken advantage of because it's going to happen?
It depends what type of town you want.
Yeah.
Like, all right, now you have a house here. Your house will triple in price.
Mm-hmm.
But then where are you moving to? Now you're going to have to move to, you know, somewhere completely different because you can't afford any of the houses around here.
Yeah.
And you just sold yours. But
you see what I'm saying. It's coming.
I know.
About being proactive and wanting to bring stuff to the town.
It's a hard mix because you don't want to get rid of the people that are here.
Right.
And if you start doing stuff like that, the people here cannot afford here.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. But it's
Friday. Those are the people who built this place, you know?
Yeah.
They're who made it what it is.
But, I mean, I think we can all see it coming. You know what I mean? It's coming.
Yeah, and that's every single place in this world. You know, eventually we will run out of room unless some other big mass extinction things happen. You know, we're going to run out of space. But no, I think that's awesome. That's already a conversation that y'all are having and are aware of and are having. But like, yeah, I don't want to have to leave. I like it here. No, I like it here a lot.
But you're the type of person I'm thinking of when I bring up the conversation.
Sure.
You've been here for years.
Yes.
Your family's been here.
Since the late 1700s, as far as we have records of.
And, you know, I want your kids to be here.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if I start pulling those moves, because I seen it back where I came from, you won't be able to afford it. And you won't like the town. It'll look ugly to you in a few years.
Oh, man, I'll be on my way to Mexico. Y'all will never see me again. I will be gone. Thanks for the break. I can join my textiles somewhere else. Yeah, exactly. Learning a couple of those local phrases, and then I'll miss Clover fondly.
No, I don't know, man. You see what happened to Fort Mill, and Fort Mill's a...
Right,
It was a great little place.
Would you live in Fort Mill?
Heck no.
No.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah.
I was down to two houses, one in Fort Mill and one in Clover.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in Fort Mill was cheaper and needed less work. Like I said, there were too many Yankees there. I wanted to move. If I'm moving down south, I want to live with Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the right choice by far. And I have no hate against Fort Mill. I think it's awesome
what they got going
on.
Yep. Yep.
But the people that are there now weren't the people there 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so I want to keep the people that are here. That's why I came here, for the people that are here.
So speaking of, you know, people here 20 years ago, do you often go back up to New York? And when you do, Do you notice a lot of changes now after living in the South for a while?
Well, I go back less and less.
Sure.
As soon as I can only do like 3 days and then I want to come back.
Yeah.
Like I was at Victoria's and I was going, I was telling someone I'm going to New York and she's like, oh, you're going back home. And I'm like, no, I am home.
Right.
I'm going back to where I used to live.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I can't wait to get back here.
Sure.
Up there has changed a lot, especially the city. I don't even want to go in the city anymore. It's just gotten so disgusting. It reminds me of the 80s in New York.
Hmm.
Some aspects of the 80s. It was real bad in the 80s.
Sure.
It's just not as comfortable as it once was. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to. Especially now that you don't have to. You can get back down here and it's so much quieter. And, correct. You know.
And the conversation, someone saying good morning. Like, I go up there, I get my South Carolina going and my New York going at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm out of my hotel. I'm like, good morning. People right. looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you can't say good morning? How about go fuck yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah, my New York comes right back.
Oh, there he is. What's up?
Yeah. I get like that. I'm like, oh, Jason, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, when I first moved down here, I was like, people are waving at me like, who the hell are you waving at me?
Yeah.
People saying good morning to me. Hell,
oh, the very first time I went to the Northeast was it was my first team leader at Fort Campbell. It was his wedding, and I went up there for 10 days for like bachelor stuff. And at first, I was thinking, like, dang, dude, people up here are just so aggressively short. And I, you know, it took me a couple of days. I'm like, they're not aggressive, they're not being mean or nasty, they just don't take the time to like bullshit about any of it.
Yeah.
Your day is your day. Don't ask me about it. You know, don't tell me about yours. I'm gonna mind mine.
I got too much to do.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this.
And it's
that's what it is.
That is a very big misconception that I had. So like what would you say? You know, I know you'd say people ask you all your questions about the South, but like what's one thing that surprised you about this place?
About moving down here?
Yeah. Victoria's. It is fantastic.
Yeah,
liver I love mush.
Yes.
There's so many things that surprised me. I didn't know my whole world would change like this.
Yeah.
I would be so happy here. It's such a fantastic place. There's so many. I've met people from all around the world. And that's one of the pleasures of living in New York. Here, people are just easier going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been wonderful. And yeah. I can go to South Maine right now and I'm going to meet someone new and I'm going to be friends with them probably for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in New York, someone will be talking to you. We're talking. We're having a good conversation, right? Hey, by the way, I sell insurance. You need insurance? Like, motherfucker, sure. You're only talking to me because you want to sell me something. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
You know, sorry. I don't know if I'm allowed.
No,
I'm not on TV anymore. We're
good. Okay, all right, good. you know, so you that curveball used to piss me off.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite pizza?
Around here?
Around here and then in general.
In general, in New York style.
New York style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around here is Steel Creek. Is a place called Luigi's.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Luigi's is good.
Yeah, I like Luigi's the best around here.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like I was eating fast food pizza my whole life.
Oh, I'm a Little Caesars guy.
Until I went to New York, I was like, whoa.
Same thing with barbecue. Yeah. I was eating fast food barbecue, had no clue.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I moved down here and I'm like,
they have fast food barbecue?
Well, no, it's restaurants. Yeah, it's awful. It's just awful. And then you come down here, right. I go to this place called Dixie Pig in Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I love that place.
So I've never been there and I've lived here my whole life except for the military. The reason I'm saving it and I am going, but I'm saving it for the first night that they released that show, The Dark Tower, that I was talking about. With Stephen King, because there's a whole there's a big shootout in the Dixie Pig in this book series, and I saw from the very first time I read that, I like your little things, dude. Taking my cameras, and we'll be like, guys, tonight's the night.
When is the show coming out? I'll go with you because I've never been to the Dixie Pig either, but my uncle used to live right there next to it.
Yeah, no, they're still filming it, so it's gonna be like a year and a half, and I'll still wait. I don't care. As long as the apocalypse doesn't come before then, I'm going to be so happy.
Matter of fact, another friend of mine is going to come do a podcast with us. He started a barbecue place in Blacksburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Iron something or other.
Do you know what style barbecue? Because I know that's also a big thing in different areas. I think we're the mustardy type.
He's got three different flavors, so I'm sure he's going to be right there in the middle.
Sure.
So I don't know. He's got different flavors. I hadn't been out there to check him out.
Blacksburg is an interesting town. I had gone there. I do tours around South Carolina and North Carolina just to see what other towns are doing.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions.
Yeah. I go to other towns, and one day I was like, I'm going to Blacksburg. I went to Blacksburg. I went to this place like Danny's or something, had a meal there. It was a good meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm outside smoking a cigarette, and I see a car drive by, do a U-turn, go in the parking lot. Jason, what are you doing here? I know somebody in Blacksburg.
Wow. Sure.
So I got to talking with him, and this place is completely dead. And now you want to talk about a town that could really blow up
mm-hmm.
because of their location so close to the casino that's being built.
Sure.
Yeah.
That place could be unbelievable if they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring it to them. I don't even want to give them the suggestion because I kind of liked it the way it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they had a real cool mural, you know. Yeah.
I ain't been out of
that's another very old town. That was where my first dam was with Duke Energy, the 99 Islands station. It was built in 1909.
Wow.
Pretty, it's a lot of the original equipment still up in the attic up there that they use currently.
The older stuff was built better.
It was, oh, absolutely, man. Outcast. Back when things were made out of metal instead of plastic. It's for real. It's designed to last back in
stuff not days. Made to build. Like, I was in the HVAC industry, mm-hmm. and I've changed out newer air conditioning units. I've put in, like, there was a 30-year-old air conditioning unit,
mm-hmm.
changed that out, put in a new one, and changed that one out. That lasted only 10 years.
Sure.
You know, the older ones lasted a lot longer.
I mean, it is cheaper to manufacture, and I mean, I get it. It's
they want it to break.
But yeah, they want it to break, and then it just sucks, man. It could be done so much better, and everybody knows it, and that's the
go under this umbrella of eco-friendly. And when you're changing out units that much, it's not eco-friendly. It's not
eco-friendly, right.
Yeah, so the old ones were better.
Right.
You know, R12, R22. R22 was the refrigerant, mm-hmm. was much better. It was much more efficient.
Okay.
It's not good for the ozone layer, apparently. But it's not that bad, actually, compared to what the refrigerants they're using. It's only like one pin difference.
Sure.
If you filled up clover with all of clover with the refrigerant, the only difference would be one pin difference. That's it to the whole environment. But the changing of the units, that destroys the environment more.
Sure.
Yeah, speaking of the global warming, it's snowed four times.
What snow?
We've had blizzards in the past couple of weeks, man.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen some snow, but
some big old flakes.
Oh yeah, you see some snow up there.
Yeah. But that's crazy.
It's been a long time since I think it had been two years.
The whole time I've been gone, I heard it hadn't snowed at all.
So well, 2 years ago we had snow. We had like 4 inches because mm-hmm. my friend was posting on Facebook. He's like, "Get out here with your quad. It's awesome." I'm like, 4 inches. I guess you're just like your wife.
I was going to say, some people get a little more excited about 4 inches than others. All right. It just depends on what you get on a regular basis.
Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to wrap this up, dude. Okay. I appreciate you coming out here. You got any more questions for him?
Anything you want to say to the town?
No. I've said it all.
See you around. Yeah.
Just see me. Come talk to me.
Yeah.
Come to council meetings.
Yeah.
Ask questions, please. This is your town.
That is one thing I will absolutely say. While we have a political figure right here,
mm-hmm.
you can do so much, but the town needs to be a part of it.
Yes.
And Clover has really seemed to start really latching onto that. I think maybe for the first time in our generation.
Right.
So, you know, we've never been called on to do so, but like, I hope that everybody else puts the same amount of effort that you guys do. Because, I mean, that's the only way we will survive all these different issues that we've been talking about and take advantage of these opportunities.
None of the issues are that bad.
Right.
They're not. We have a really good town. We have a solid town. We have great people working for the town.
Mm-hmm.
We have great people in the town and great businesses. And like Saltwater Market, that's like a New York business. That's something
sure.
you would see in New York. And it's down here, and they do a fantastic job. And they got some great...
They got me flew in from Japan the other day, and it was delicious.
Yeah. They are amazing. Yeah, I can't believe how they do it. And they're born and raised here.
Sure.
The owners are from here, and I think it's... And now they have three locations.
Right.
I think that's an amazing story right there.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of good going on. We're safe here. Streets are clean.
Right.
We have water. We have sewage. Everything is in a good way. We just tinker a little.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I absolutely was just tickled when I got to experience it for myself and saw how engaged people were. So if I could say anything else, it'd be encouraging you all watching this to participate.
Yes,
you
know, please.
That's it.
Yes. Ask questions. And let me, like I was on the phone before when I got a phone call, that was a constituent asking me questions, and I have to get back with him tomorrow with the answers, and I want to. That's my job. I enjoy it.
Hey, that's great. Well,
we are happy to have you in Clover, South Carolina, man. Bring
honestly. Some more.
Yeah. Not afraid to work.
Yeah.
Way cooler than I thought you were going to be. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Says the guy driving the electric car, you know what I mean?
I know, and it's not coming from watching. I know. Good stuff.
We'll do it again. Good stuff.
We just love breaking your balls about that.
That's all right.
And you were expecting it.
Everybody does, and I accept it. That's why I told the story.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's wrap it up, guys.
Yep.
All right.
Adios.